Good afternoon. It's Tuesday, September 9th, 2025, and this is Mark Davis, co-portfolio manager on the Sawgrass Large Cap Quality Growth Strategy. The equity markets continued their trek higher in August, posting their fifth straight month of gains as technology and the AI theme dominated headlines and bullish sentiment. Despite concerns about signs of significant slowing in the job market, stocks shrugged off all challenging news and continued to latch onto the momentum that has led the market higher since the April lows. The advance was broad, with small caps and value outperforming large cap and growth, as the top sector performers were materials, consumer staples, and financials, while the relative laggards were industrials, technology, and consumer staples. Factor performance was mixed, but generally favored more attractive valuations. Higher beta and volatility, which had led the market higher for much of the past 5 months, was less impactful, while attractive valuations outperformed, suggesting that investors are becoming more selective as the market grinds higher. The continued broadening of the market has been a positive sign after so many months and quarters of building concentration. After numerous false starts over the past few years, the trend toward greater participation and a shift in leadership appears to have taken hold and has helped stall the ever-increasing effect of concentration. However, the concentration that built up over so many years has left a handful of stocks still driving index and manager returns to a great extent, even if returns among styles become more varied. The performance advantage enjoyed by small and mid-cap stocks in August continued the revival of these long underperforming portions of the market, leaving the possibility of a longer-term rebound in relative performance. The weak trend in employment has shifted the interest rate outlook to multiple cuts for the balance of the year, even as the Federal Reserve continues to be concerned about inflation. The most recent Fed cuts late last year were essentially ignored by the long end of the yield curve, leading to a significant steepening. With the outlook for short-term rates to go down, the bigger question is whether long-term rates will follow suit, given the myriad of concerns investors have about the outlook for fiscal conditions and the demand for long-term bonds. Valuations continue to rise despite a more uncertain growth outlook and continued high long-term rates. Weakness in the labor market and investment environment after the earlier volatility and rapidly shifting tariff policies have left consumers and businesses with a foggy road ahead. While the headline tariff volatility has subsided since its peak, uncertainty about the long-term level of tariffs will likely keep business investment in more of a hold mode until more concrete levels are factored into cost structures and forecasts. The major indices have posted healthy year-to-date returns after clawing their way back from significant correction levels only 5 months ago. The pace of the advance has slowed dramatically, showing the markets are potentially tiring and setting up either a continued slow grind higher or a more significant pause. Despite the ongoing resilience, stocks are well overdue for some weakness to digest some of these gains, heading into a generally weaker part of the year. The ongoing broadening and strengthening in multiple areas in the market leave a bullish impression even if the pace of gains slows or stalls. However, the valuation picture is not as supportive as it was earlier in the year, leaving stocks vulnerable to any shock or significant decline in sentiment, as investors have lots of gains to protect. Once again, this is Mark Davis, co-portfolio manager on the Sawgrass Large Cap Quality Growth Product. Please feel free to reach out to your portfolio management team with any questions. Thank you.